لا تتصوروا أنكم بمنأى عن التكليف أو أنكم بمنأى عن المسؤولية. غدا يوم القيامة سنقف جميعا ونسأل عن هذه الأيام، وسيسأل الله كل عربي وكل مسلم: ماذا فعلتم للقدس وللمسجد الأقصى عندما دنسها ذاك الجزار؟
جرت کا واسطہ شبیر کی عظیم شہادت کا واسطہ
شبیر کی عظیم
شہادت کا واسطہ اے رہ روان شوقے شہادت ذرا سنو شہادت ذرا سنو مجھ پر یزید باب ہے آ کر کھڑا ہوا طاقت کے زوم میں ہے وہ فت پر اڑا ہوا سہونیت کا مجھ پہ ہے پنجا کڑا ہوا اے پیروان دینے حبیب خدا سنو حبیب خدا سنو
القدس دے رہا ہے القدس دے رہا ہے
دائی حریت کے تو حر بن کے آؤ تم فتنہ یہودیت کا جہاں سے مٹاؤ تم آزاد مجھ کو قید ستم سے کراؤ تم
آزاد مجھ کو قید ستم سے
غیرت اگر ہے تم میں غیرت اگر ہے تم میں میرا ماجرا سنو میرا ماجرا سنو باطل کے آگے سر نہ جھکایا حسین نے انسان کا ضمیر جگایا حسین نے طاقت کو زیر کر کے دکھایا حسین نے
طاقت کو زیر کر کے دکھایا حسین نے
تم بھی تو ہو غلامے تم بھی تو ہو غلامے شہ کربلا سنو شہ کربلا سنو
القدس دے رہا ہے القدس دے رہا ہے
کرب و بلا میں شہ کے علمدار کی طرح عشق علی میں میس میں تمار کی طرح راہ خدا میں حیدر کرار کی طرح
راہ خدا میں حیدر کرار کی طرح
میری صدا کو پیروے میری صدا کو پیروے مشکل کشا سنو مشکل کشا سنو
Yes, the lobby is supporting this illegal occupation. It is for us to look at and
सुनिए बगौर अर्ज़े फलस्तीन की पुकार, सहूनियत की जद पे है इस्लाम का वकार, अपनाओ आज हैदरे कर्रार का शियार,
अपनाओ आज हैदरे कर्रार का शियार।
हाथों में अब तुम्हारे, हाथों में अब तुम्हारे है मेरी
and evil and oppression will no longer have validity on the face of the earth. We must work together to free the people of Palestine, and not only the people of Palestine, but the people of who oppress all over the world.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free,
we must
free
be able
Palestine.
To overlook our skin texture, our religion, our class, and come together and harmonize so that not only the people of Palestine, but all the people of the earth who are suffering under the ironclad of colonialism and imperialism can be set free and become like a bird flying in the stratosphere.
Now, what can $30 billion do? Either they can be used to uproot Palestinian olive trees and raise their houses, or they can be used to train 500,000 people for green jobs here in our own USFA. $30 billion can be used to keep Palestinians out of a school, Palestinian kids.
Where is the humanity? Where are the people who will stand up against the injustice? Are we waiting and looking for the U.S. and the U.N. to solve the problems? Will we stand up and will we be a voice ourselves against these injustices? No justice, no peace.
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 $550 billion. $1 trillion, $3 trillion. These are the figures of your money that's going in this from this country to support war and to support
oppression. We're guilty by association. It means that we're no different than the oppressors if we decide that we won't speak up against the injustices we see. Some people, they say, hey, I can't do anything. I can't go there and fight. I can't get a gun. I can't go and fight and do things in those other countries.
U.S. generosity is Israel's atrocity.
U.S. generosity is Israel's atrocity.
Go downtown any evening and go look by the Minute Maid ballpark, and you'll see homeless people laying around. There's billions of dollars, yet we have homeless people. How is that possible? This is oppression happening right here, right now, in this country, in this state, in this city. We don't stand for oppression no matter where it
no
is.
Justice.
We are
no
kids.
Peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No justice.
No peace.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Occupation no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Occupation no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This nation was taken by force. Do Native Americans have a two-state solution? Where are they in living on reservations? Half of this country, this state of Texas, belonged to Mexico. Is that a two-state solution? Did we give half to some people? No, this is not the solution. Give justice where it's due. Give
oppression.
People their due.
Stand up against oppression. What can we do? The bare minimum that we can do is make sure that we do not support any kind of oppression, any oppressive state.
Sisters in the occupied lands of Palestine who are fighting the Zionist regime of Israel, but we also stand with the oppressed in this country, in Europe, and all around the world. Remember, brothers and sisters, this is not a war against Jews. Don't let anyone fool you into thinking that you are rallying for hate, as some local groups would like to advertise. They like to say we hate Jews and we want them dead. But they apparently ignore the many Jews who stand up with us in solidarity against Israel's crimes against humanity. Remember, we are against Zionism and the oppression that the Zionist occupiers are guilty of doing against the human population. In fact, just today, a Palestinian family traveling near an illegal settlement in the occupied West Bank city of Bethlehem was seriously injured when a group of Israeli settlers threw a firebomb at their car.
Zionist terrorists!
Zionist terrorists!
Zionist
terrorists!
Zionist
terrorists!
Netanyahu!
Terrorists!
Netanyahu!
Terrorists!
Israel!
Terrorists!
Israel!
Terrorists!
So it is no surprise when we see our fellow Jews joining us for these protests, or when we have American university student groups supporting the boycott of goods that fund the illegal occupation of Palestine. In June of this year, the student government at Arizona State University unanimously passed a bill demanding that ASU divest from and blacklist companies that continue to provide the Israeli army with weapons and militarized equipment or are complicit.
Netanyahu! Israel! Israel! Israel!
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We are gathered here on this day to remember the oppressed Palestinians that have no voice. We have come to stand for you against the Israeli Zionist regime and in their effort to rally the Palestinian people off the streets. The media wants to keep everyone hush-hush about this topic, knowing that if Americans know the truth, they will rebel. In a study done on the Associated Press, we found that the AP reports 113% of Israeli deaths, while only reporting 15% of Palestinian deaths. By keeping its citizens stupefied, the U.S. government continues its massive financial aid to Israel.
Free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Zionist!
Terrorist!
Zionist!
Terrorist!
Netanyahu!
Terrorist!
Netanyahu!
Terrorist!
Lieberman!
Terrorist!
Israel!
Terrorist!
Israel!
Terrorist!
God is the greatest!
God is the greatest!
God is the greatest!
God is the greatest!
Israel out of Palestine now!
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 1, 2, 3, 4!
Occupation no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Occupation no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Basically, have no place to go. Not even considered citizens. Many nations in the Middle East living under dictatorships which are completely supported and funded by Western imperialist powers. British monarchy has close ties with the Khalifa, Ali Khalifa, the regime in Bahrain.
Down with Khalifa!
And let me have clear this thing with the rest of the world. The day of Quds is not just one day event. The day of Quds is every day, every month, every year, every hour, every second, till the time we get our holy land back to the people that it belongs to.
Free, free Palestine!
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 Free, free Palestine! Free, free Roman Ashura, and Karbala. Every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. What does that mean? That means that every time you see injustice, every time you see oppression on oppressed people, on innocent people by the tyrants of their time, it is your duty and responsibility to stand up for
the
chant
of free, free Palestine!
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 And what Israeli forces do to the innocent and the Palestinian people?
U.S. generosity!
Israel generosity!
U.S. generosity!
Israel generosity!
U.S. generosity!
Israel generosity!
It is unfortunate and it is disgusting to say that people, the presidential elect candidates, have made the issue of Palestine as somewhat of a popularity contest. You see, and people like Israeli forces would have basically a green signal to commit any kind of atrocities that they want on the people, so that until the time that they can get the whole of Jerusalem. Let me remind you guys. Let me remind each and every one of you.
Stop the killing right away.
U.S. weapons go away.
Stop the killing right away.
U.S. weapons go away.
Stop the killing right away.
It seems like
ignorance of human rights in general. In America, they say, oh, you have freedom of speech and such. Well, I'm sorry, if you want to implement that into your own country, much less other places, you might as well say something about the killings going on around the world. So I have a poem around here, it's right here. It's called The Movement of Peace in the Middle East.
Keep the mic closer to your mouth.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome brothers and sisters, and hello to all of the misses and misters. I don't want any arguments or tongue twisters. So listen, I'll make this quick to avoid any lyrical blisters. The day of the movement of peace, which we call the Quds Day, is the time when we get to our feet and say that we need peace, it's all that we want, okay? But the tyrants call us the terrorists when we pray. When we saw Allahu Akbar, we ask God with all his grace. But the tyrants put the idea in the mind that we're about to bomb the place. And who are these tyrants, if you ask? These are the Zionist regime with the devil's task to steal the holy land of Palestine and use the media for a mask, and they start the killing first. And put the questions for last. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi saw what the wish was on this day, seeing the world tearing itself apart, that would break the Holy Prophet's heart.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace! I see people when they're going to Starbucks and other places, and when I tell them it supports Israel, I swear, they look at me scoffing and simply say, I don't care. All the Palestinians want to do is practice their religion. They're being all you see, but the then soldiers came up with all the
Raise resistance. Your hands and say louder, God is greater.
God is greater.
One more time, God is greater.
God is greater.
One more time, God is greater.
God is greater.
Salaam alaikum, peace be upon you. O those who are standing in this heated weather under the sun, while you are fasting, all those who came with their children, with their wives, with their ladies, to represent the oppressed people around the world, your stand is very important. Every minute that you stand in this place, that has been counted before Allah. Every minute it's been rewarded, because standing in this heated weather is easier than standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those people who have decided not to stand with the oppressed people, they must remember on the day of judgment, they will be standing in the court of God. They will be standing in the sphere court, that is the court where justice will be revealed. Today, our people, they have chanted from last 2 hours, that we want to have justice, and justice cannot be happen in this world while all the people of the world, they get together. Today in this gathering, I would like to give some good news to my brothers and sisters and all those who are listening around, that it is 60 years a land was occupied, a country was occupied, the people, they stayed in under the oppression around centuries, people, they have suffered under the oppression in the world. Today we can see people in Myanmar, people in Pakistan, people in Palestine, all those are oppressed people in the world, and we represent for them. But brothers and sisters, what is good news that I want to reveal for everyone, that although in the past Israel had occupied Palestine, but today Palestine will be free soon. It is the will of the people. Those millions of people, they are chanting, free, free Palestine.
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 No, no, like that. Let us raise our hands and everybody let us show our grievance against the Israelis and Zionists and say all together, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Yesterday, Israel is occupied. Today, Israel has become occupied, although physically it's controlling a country, it's controlling a land. But Israel today lives in the fear. It is Israel that is making the walls. It is Israel that is having all the electronic borders to just keep its country. It is Israel that today millions of the dollars are being spent to protect this Israel. But you know, these are all fears. All the imperialists are in the fears today because Israel is going to be destroyed. They have a fear that this country has to be vanished, and it is already vanished. This is the good news that I would like to give. Because of their fear, because of living in the world, that is an evidence that today this country is already vanished. And every country that is with the falsehood, with the batil, Quran has said, إِنَّ الْحَقَّ إِذَا جَاءَ الْحَقُّ زَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Wherever truth is there, false is going to be vanished. And today false is already vanished. You can see in the hearts of these children, there is Palestine. In the hands of these children, there is Palestinian flag. And people are giving the slogan for the freedom of Palestine, not for the freedom of Israel. They are standing against the Israel. American money that's been spent, it is just for the protection. And I can tell them today, you can protect however you like, but this country is going to be vanished one day from the map of the world.
Free, free Palestine!
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 And today, this voice is not voice of Muslims only. This is voice of all freedom seekers, freedom lovers of people, either Christians, Jews. You can see around the country that the Jews and rabbis of the Jews, they are standing with these protesters. They are protesting against Israel. That is evident. It is not against any creed, any religion, but it is against the Zionism. It is against the imperialism. And we would like to let imperialists know that your time has arrived, as Quran has said, Alaysa subhu biqareeb. Don't you see the dawn is very near? In near future, we will see the real dawn, and that real dawn will be through justice and the peace.
Black, red, yellow, white,
oppressed people must unite.
Black, red, yellow, white,
oppressed people must unite.
Black, red, yellow, white,
oppressed people must unite.
Yes, many people they talk about the peace, but how we can have peace while we do not have justice? If justice is not revealed, we cannot have peace. And that is the slogan that we need to give together. No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
Everyone peace. No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
Yes, justice is not something that you have to write on the note, that you don't have to write on the currency. Justice is something that is well known around the world. People of the world, they have seen who are the injustice people. Today, injustice people are exposed in the world.
Yes, sir.
Today's wrongdoers are exposed in the world. Imperialists are exposed in the world.
Yeah.
Zionism is exposed in the world.
Yeah.
Their exposure, it shows that they are close to be vanishing. We will see that dawn, that is true dawn through God, who is greater. We believe in the greatness of God.
Yes,
we believe that God is going to reveal the justice.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Hamina Rabba!
But this slogan, it should not be given like that. A few people are saying. If you like to say, say everybody, from right to left, everybody. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Until now, we have going to be in the hands of people, those who believe in the God. Yeah. Because real power is belong to the God. Let us say all together one more time. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Hamdulillahi Akbar!
They are deploying all the forces. They are bringing all the forces together. And they make groupings. They make allies. Alliance. They announce in this country, our best ally is Israel. If Israel is your best ally, then we announce, down with Israel.
Down with Israel. Down with Israel. Down with Israel. Down with Israel.
If Israel is going to be your ally, then you must understand that as Israel is going to be vanished, any country that is going to stand with Israel, that is also in the state of vanishing, because they're wasting their resources and they're wasting every money that they're spending for Israel. And finally, one more time, let us raise our both hands and say all together, Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Takbir!